What were some of the issues that the president wanted you to address?
Well, he was very interested in the role the Vatican could play in the embryonic stem cell issue, which we definitely made sure the Vatican was deeply supportive of the president's work there. He was very interested, of course, in the global war on terror. And this was before Benedict had carved himself out as a virulent criticizer of radical Islamicists. That was something that I had a little bit of a role in helping try to get going, you know, to get them to step up. And who would have known that Benedict would step up as strongly as he did in some of his speeches, which were very, very clear and helpful. He was very interested in PEPFAR, you know, since Caritas is the huge caregiver in Africa and 27% of AIDS patients are dealt with in a Catholic healthcare institution. There's obvious synergy to leverage Caritas's ability to distribute retroviral drugs and things like that in Africa, which was what PEPFAR was there to do. So that's something that I worked on quite a bit. And then something that we didn't talk about that we did work on and that I did talk to him about later was the trafficking in persons, which our mission's very big in supporting these nuns around the world that try to get the girls and rehabilitate them and try to expose traffickers and things like that. The president became a real advocate of that program and helped us out a lot. When I left, the program was about three times as big as when I got there. Kathleen actually did a great breakfast when we were over there for Sister Eugenia, who's one of the world leaders in anti-trafficking. In fact, we had the OU CIS students go meet her when they were over there a couple years ago. Kathleen had a breakfast for her and Mrs. Bush so they could meet up.